What's happening? What's happening? Good evening, Johnny's Cigar Bar here in the non-smoking section of this. Let's say after this set, we crack a blunt and smoke some of Boulder's finest in this place. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. I've done gigs in the glove box of a Kia Spectra that are bigger than this place. Seriously. You could double the occupancy by teaching people how to sit upside down. Look, they got fucking tables on the ceiling. Seriously. I couldn't even fit my cock in here after I got out of a cold shower in the morning. Hey, first off, give it up for Sean, the GM, and John, the owner of this establishment. Give it up. Give it up. Don't you think it's funny that the GM's name is Sean and the owner's name is John? Does that mean that one of P. Diddy's designer tweed shirts could run this place? Seriously. Johnny, give it up for Johnny. That guy doesn't use Rogaine. That guy doesn't use Rogaine at all. Seriously, Johnny, wouldn't you have hair growing on your hands if you use that product? You guys, thanks. You guys check out the Indian out front? Yeah. Yeah, you did? I thought it was old Chief Woodenhead from Creepshow 2. Okay. What is that, the door guy here or something? Hey, what, you stiff Sean and he stuffs that handful of cigars up your ass? Is that how it works around here? I hate this shirt. Look at this thing. Doesn't this shirt scream, I just spent the weekend washing dishes at Pasta J's? Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious where I do my clothing shopping here. Actually, I just bought these shoes from Ross. I go in there and I pick up these shoes and I go to the checkout and the stupid clerk there says, well, would you like to wear them out or would you like them in the bag? I'm like, I'll wear them out. On my way down here, this is true, on my way down here, I got stopped by one of these guys. He had a clipboard, and he comes up, and he says, hi, my name's Craig, and I'm with Greenpeace. I said, no, thank you, I'm a Republican. I don't know what the fuck that means. I didn't vote. Christ, the last time I voted, Ross Perot, you know, and I was the coolest freshman in high school at that time. Seriously, living in Boulder, they've got a lot of homeless out here. I saw this one homeless guy. He had a dog with him, and he had this sign that said, two old dogs in need of a bone. So I'm looking at this guy, I'm like, you hungry? Eat the fucking dog. You know what? I'm a humanitarian, so I say, why don't you do us all a favor? Kill yourself and feed yourself to the dog. Yeah. I got another friend in Boulder. I'm out of shape. I smoke a lot and drink a lot. And she was saying, you should really try to, you know, take care of yourself better. So you should try fasting, is what she told me. Does it look like I fucking eat? I'm broke. I'm not getting paid doing this shit. Jesus. And another thing here in Boulder is got these people who don't like smokers, and we're here in a smoker lounge. We got any smokers in the joint? All right. Yeah, we got a couple of smokers in here. We got a couple of smokers in here. Seriously. I don't understand why these non-smokers just dog us like this all the time. You shouldn't smoke. It bothers us, the secondhand smoke. If you want us to quit smoking and you're sick of the smoke, you should encourage us to smoke cigarettes. Because the more you encourage me, the faster I'll have a tumor that'll kill me and die, and you won't have to worry about me and my cigarette smoking anymore. I mean, you'll have to spread the word around a bit, because we roll pretty deep. I ride the bus, living here in Boulder. I choose to ride the bus. Yeah, any bus ride? Anybody here ride the bus? All right, all right. I choose to ride the bus, and it's not because I'm because I'm trying to be ecologically conscientious or because I have those 13 DUIs or anything like that. It's actually because looking like this, I only really have 3 vehicle options. The first vehicle option being me driving a Ferrari in Hawaii with a black helicopter pilot and my roommate Higgins. The second being a windowless van that looks suspiciously inconspicuous. And the third one being driving the bus. Actually, getting over a cold here. Public transportation. I think I got sick on the bus, actually. They got all these bird flus. They got the flus and the swine flus and the, I get on the bus and I get on the bus and some Mexican broad sits down next to me, and I think this is where I caught the H1N1, because this Mexican woman sits down to me and she says, "You're a pig and you make me sick." I know. That's seriously. I'm just getting over this. Serious. My nose is running more than a clan of Kenyans at the Boulder. You wonder why I'm still single, huh, ladies? Yeah, I'm a real keeper here, huh? I don't date single women. I don't date single women. Because they're all, at my age, all the good ones are taken. So, I take someone else's old lady, What's he want with her? Well, you just got to be careful there. I guess I don't have a punchline for that one. So I recently signed up for this dating service, actually. Went through a service called Great Expectations. I should have known that it wasn't for me because it just by the name of the company. Great Expectations. And when I went there, they kind of put you through this interview and they ask you a set of questions. And I don't know why it's not working for me, but here's the questions that they actually asked me, and this is true, this is how I answered. The first question, describe your ultimate dream. Well, wouldn't that be the one when I wake up covered in my own goo in the morning? I'd call that a pretty good one. Second one that she asked me, well, what's the first thing you notice about a woman when introduced? I told her back. Because that's the first thing I see when she sees me. She turns around and gets the fuck out of there. That's nice to know about me. She asked me, what are your favorite types of gifts to receive from someone special? Oral sex and a sandwich before bed usually suffices. And the last question she asked me was, what are your favorite types of gifts? Well, I fucked that one all up, didn't I? I think it's, if you could change any moment in history, what would it be? My fucking comedy act, of course. Look at this shit. I'm not kidding. They have this scenario, and they, finish this sentence. Name something that is odd hanging in your closet. Well, about 147 more of these ugly fucking shirts. Thank you. My name's EA Fields. Check me out on MySpace. Have a good evening. Thank you.